Hello, welcome everyone to the HOB Connected podcast. In this episode, we're going to explore the aspects of the business environment in France and provide some very useful tips for investors and companies that want to go to France and do their business there. Basically, France was one of the countries that was most affected by the pandemic, but managed to restart the economy. Especially due to the expensive fiscal supports and the effectiveness in stopping the COVID-19 pandemic. From a Brazilian perspective, we believe that the country is very similar to Brazil, where it has a very complex and challenging heavy tax burden and also a very unique culture. Today we have Bettina Cassegrain from COGEP, and Bettina, it's a pleasure to have you here. I hope this episode will bring valuable insights and practical tips to business owners, entrepreneurs, and investors that can successfully navigate doing business in France. I would like to start asking you the first question is, what's your opinion about what would be the main culture and business differences between France and any other country in Europe or anywhere in the world?
Let me already start by saying how happy I am to be here. This is my first time in Brazil. What you are mentioning is really important. I think when you go anywhere outside your own jurisdiction, either to do advisory work the way we do or to do business, it's very, very important to take the cultural aspects into consideration. So the difference between your home country and your target country. And if you don't anticipate cultural differences, that can really make or break the success of your venture. What I would say, and that does concern France, but it also concerns a lot of other countries, one of the biggest mistakes that investors make, and that is what I see at COGEP, is that people simply think, oh, it's like this in my country, so it's obviously going to be the same in France. Well, that's not at all the case. Unfortunately, people very often come to us when they're having a problem. The real thing, what they should be doing, is come to us before they even get problems. So, in terms of cultural differences, I think one of the key aspects that people overlook is that in France, not everything is as automated as you might find it in other countries. So for example, in the United Kingdom, you can set up a company in half an hour online. It's really fast and easy. In France, the process is still very manual. It takes several weeks. We have many, many options in terms of legal entities. It's difficult to set up a bank account. Very often, foreigners don't anticipate to what degree they will have to speak French, especially outside Paris. But even in Paris, it is not as common as one might expect to find people who can actually speak to you in English. These are just two aspects. Something else that comes to mind, and you've all seen France in the news recently, is our labor laws that are very strict. What does that actually mean if you want to employ people in France? You know, you cannot just hire and fire people the way you might be doing it in other jurisdictions. Employees are very protected. Employment in terms of social security contributions is very expensive. So these are just some of the aspects that really have to do with the culture and the way we work in France. And these are things you have to anticipate if you want to come to France in order to invest or in order to do business in any shape or form.
Cool. And that kind of brings me to my next question. You kind of touch base a little bit. It's more about the bureaucracy and how the bureaucracy affects new business or foreign business going to France. And especially, what do you see besides what you've mentioned so far as far as the challenges that an international company will face when they come to France?
Well, I think just in very general terms, the administrative burden is relatively high. There's a lot of stuff that still gets done, I would say, relatively manually. I already said employment is expensive, but then there are also other aspects that you have to take into consideration. If you want to be a business that brings employees to France, you might want to think about, especially nowadays with corporate social responsibility becoming more and more important, you might want to think about how do your employees integrate locally? What does that mean in terms of their local tax burden, their personal income tax burden? What does that mean in terms of the spouses? What does that mean in terms of the kids? You know, where can you actually live in an international community? All of these are aspects that we have to take into consideration. But once again, you know, it's a great country to come to. We all know that it's a great country to come to on vacation, but it's also a great country to invest. Yes, we have difficulties, which I've already alluded to. But you know, once you get the right advisors in place and you work with people like HLB Brazil, HLB France, all of this can be overcome without too much difficulty.
Very good. So how do you see the country adapting to all the global economic changes that, and not only economically, but when you talk about sustainability and corporate responsibilities, how do you see France compared to other countries?
Well, we've already, you've mentioned that, you know, we've been hit hard by COVID. We had problems before that, even with yellow vest protests. Anybody who mentions protests, who mentions strike action, you know, that is something that potentially scares investors away. We've known that, and that has had some negative impact, even though France still gets significant amounts of foreign investment. What I would say is, you know, we've gone through COVID I won't say unscathed, but we have had significant support from the government to make sure that companies can stay afloat. What we are seeing in terms of CSR, ESG, is that France has for a long time been at the forefront. When we, for example, see the United States talking about measures like equal pay, paid maternity leave, employment of minorities or disabled people, all of these things have been embedded by law in France for many, many years. So that is something we're used to. We all know since COP in Paris that the French government is very, very invested in climate action. Positive climate change. We have a big drive towards the use, for example, of electric cars. You are not allowed anymore to promote diesel cars, for instance. There are restrictions on advertising for anything where there is a more environmentally friendly option available. So you can advertise an electric car, you can't advertise a diesel car. Yesterday, a new measure has been announced whereby the French government wants to have VAT related to the circular economy. So if somebody manages to demonstrate that we have a circular economy going and therefore something that's much better for the environment, then the idea is that the rate of value-added tax will be adapted accordingly. Now, this is just an idea. But overall, the French government is very invested in the environment. We are not supposed to use packaging anymore, and that is something that started at the beginning of the year. We are not supposed to have paper receipts anymore in stores, even though that is a measure that has been pushed back slightly. So overall, I would say there is a big green agenda, and that is something that will create business opportunities going forward.
Very good. You mentioned that there are a lot of things that are still done on paper, printing, and the bureaucracy of the country overall. But I know that COVID-19, the war that is happening with Russia and Ukraine, maybe the economic crisis has accelerated a lot of the technology that we've seen in other countries. How do you see in the future this advancement on technology affecting the overall structure of doing business in France?
I think you're absolutely right. Like any other country, France has had to adapt to a more technology-based approach during COVID, because of COVID. That is something that we have seen in accounting, in financial services. You know, any organization that managed to pivot to remote work arrangements really fast managed to navigate the crisis successfully, others not so much. We have seen a massive move towards even small stores creating their own websites, selling online. That was not something that was necessarily very common in the past. We have even seen during parts of COVID, you know, the government not allowing Amazon to deliver in France or to work online because we were so scared of the impact that may have had on other organizations. But in reality, there is a big shift. There is also a big shift in work arrangements. Many people work remotely, at least on using hybrid models, universities as well, business schools as well. Despite the fact that we are a culture that loves to be together, that loves to chat, that loves to celebrate birthdays and have coffee together at work. You all know that French people hug and kiss when they see each other. And I think that was one of the biggest things that didn't happen during COVID. But I do think that overall, we have definitely seen a shift towards more technology-based operations. Electronic invoicing will start in July 2023, fairly late compared to some other European countries. We've already had, almost fully automated, corporation tax, income tax, anything that's payroll taxes, all of that is fully automated and has been for quite some time.
Cool. France is a very important partner for Brazil. You know, we do a lot of business with France. Is it fair to bet that our relationship between our countries will be warmed up in the near future? And if you think so, what would be like the industry or anything specific that could make the relationship between France and Brazil expand?
You know what? When we say relationships are strained, very often that's linked to individuals, which was the case in the recent past. Looking into history, France and Brazil have had long-standing relationships. You know, with the new Brazilian president coming in, starting his mandate, relations are already improving, or at least that is what we hear in the press. I think we have to look beyond the political actors, beyond the purely political scene, and celebrate all the areas where two countries, in this case France and Brazil, can interact. I mean, we see exchanges at a level of students, companies. There are so many areas of collaboration that go far beyond any strained relationship that we might see in the political sphere. And I think if I can point out one area that I think is really going to take off and where that relationship can flourish, it is the green agenda. It is very much a concern for the environment. And when I say the environment, I'm not just talking about climate. I'm also talking about, you know, how can we make access to education, to a better life in general, available to the largest number in a country. And that concerns both France and Brazil. And I think this is where the focus will lie. And I know that our president has been invited to come to Brazil to attend meetings that are concerned with the Amazon. And so that is just a first indicator of where I think the relationship will go.
Cool, that's great. I think first I'd like to thank you very much to be here with us. It was really a pleasure talking to you today. And I hope this podcast has bring up a lot of insights for companies in Brazil or any other country that wants to learn more about France and then maybe do business in France. Would you like to leave any message to our listeners?
Yeah, I mean, as I said, I think at the beginning, it was my first time in Brazil. I've spent 4 days here so far. I'm going to visit Sao Paulo a little bit during the rest of the week. It's been a wonderful reception. People are incredibly friendly. It's a fascinating country. I would like to see more, and I can only wish for better and ongoing business and personal relations so that all people from France can experience this wonderful place. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.